You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. If you'd like to see any of this information or re-listen to any of these segments, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and pull up the blog post for the different segments, and you can re-listen to any of our old shows, 4 years of them now. We're over 200 shows down.
We are. That seems a little intense.
Well,
speaking of intense.
Yeah, speaking of intense.
I know we were going to talk about why are you selling my mortgage stuff, but I wanted to understand the TRID thing. You know, I'm hearing about it. I know it's been going on for a while. I mean, the most I know is that it's dirt spelled backwards.
All right, so TRID, let's make sure people know what you're talking about, because most people aren't going to. TRID.
I don't even know what I'm talking about, so that's right, why so TRID, you're
TRID,
being...
It's the Tillo-RESPA Integrated Disclosure, and it's basically sweeping mortgage regulations that happened in October 2015 is when it got implemented. And here's what the purpose of this was. Okay, and like everything that the government ever implements, it never ends up being what they intended.
Of course not.
So everybody was used to a good faith estimate, right? I mean, you probably have heard of a good faith estimate, and you probably heard of a truth in lending statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those two got combined. So now good faith estimate is gone, truth in lending statement is gone, and now up front, people get a loan estimate, or LE for short. Okay, so that's replaced on the front end. It's replaced those into this long estimate of all the fees. Okay, and the lender is very tight on those fees. They have to give that within 3 days of a loan application, and they're very tied to those fees. They can't really vary much from what they guessed at. Okay, lender fees can't change at all, but then there's other fees that there's different tolerance buckets. Okay, 10% tolerance bucket. Okay, then fast forward when it comes to closing. What used to be the HUD 1 settlement statement has now been replaced. You have the CD, or closing disclosure, okay, and it basically just summarizes all the terms again. But they didn't think through this. The closing disclosure, here's one of the first things, is the closing disclosure has to come out at least 3 days before closing. Okay, and the thought process in that is that the lender is committed to a certain fees, and the homeowner knows what their closing costs are going to be. Okay, it's not supposed to change within 3 days of closing. But the thing is, it does change.
Right.
It only ties you to your own fees. It doesn't tie you to other stuff that can change in there, like inspections that we don't know about yet that need to be put on it. And here's where it gets even better, is the title companies used to do the settlement statements.
Sure.
Now they don't do them, and now it has to go back and forth between the closer from the lender, because now the lender's responsible for the statement, and the title company. But the realtor can't see the closing disclosure, because now they put confidential information on this disclosure, like the interest rate and all kinds of other terms, that's none of the realtor's business. And the HUD 1 used to act like your 1099 with the IRS. The CD doesn't. So now they have this separate statement called an ALTA statement that the title company does. Totally convoluted.
I'm glazing over.
I know you're glazing over. People listening are probably glazing over. Well, here are the results of this, okay? We talk about being smart with your money. This is not smart with anybody's money. Okay, so now it's been implemented long enough that we've been able to see what some of these results are. And here's one of the most important things, is the average cost to implement this for lenders is $209 extra per loan.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so an extra $209.
Or the borrower has to pay that then?
Well, and here's the bad part, is lenders estimate that only about 17% of those costs can even be recouped.
My goodness.
But I don't believe that, because there's a certain profit margin that everybody has to work on, any sort of for-profit business. So it will get passed along to consumers.
Right.
So they, to protect consumers, they've driven up costs $209 per loan. Because it takes so many extra employees to make sure all these things are implemented.
Right. Not to mention the time constraint, pressure.
Well, so let's talk about the time constraint too real quick, because before TRID went into effect, the average time from loan application to closing was 31 days, basically, 31.6 days. Okay, as soon as this was implemented, it went all the way up to 48 days from 31 days. Now it's come down a little bit, but it's 41.5 days now from application to closing, which is 10 days longer to close the transaction.
Time is money, people.
Well, if somebody wants to buy a house in 30 days, it's much more difficult now. Now, what I will say about this, Tam, is that this is where I am very, very lucky to be in the utopia of lending at Cornerstone Mortgage, because these changes were pretty easy for us at Cornerstone.
Right.
Our operations departments are so good, and they make this so smooth that we can still do deals in 30 days while a lot of other lenders can't.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely lucky there. And if you want to know more information on that, visit us. Visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Send me a contact form. And if you want to make sure your transaction goes smoothly, definitely reach out to me anytime on there, and I'll review your transaction and make sure that you're dealing with a reputable lender.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Tammy, let's jump into what we teased in the last segment, and that is about selling mortgages, because we get these questions all the time.
Right, right. And I remember my ex did a loan with you, and he called me right away. He said, "Well, they already sold my mortgage." And he was upset by that. And I'm like, it doesn't change your interest rate.
Right.
Calm down. You're okay. So, you know, I guess one of the things, I guess, the questions that are out there is, why are mortgages sold?
All right. So why are mortgages sold? So let's explain how the market works when it comes to mortgages and why they get sold. So when a lender makes a loan, and let's just say if it's what they would call a conventional or a conforming loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when they say conforming, what that means is it has to conform to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines. So that's the majority of loans that get done out there. So you get a conventional loan, and when the lender gives you that loan, whether it's a local bank or whether it's a mortgage bank like Cornerstone is, okay, if they didn't sell the loan, there's two pieces of this. There's the actual paper is what we call it, or the ownership of that note, or the money that you owe, and then there's the servicing of the loan. The servicing is basically who collects your payments every month. Those two pieces, almost every lender is going to sell the paper. Okay, if it's a conventional loan, it's going to get sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They're going to buy the paper, so they now own that note, and that's who you really owe the money to, but you make your payments through whomever the servicer is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that your loan was sold, all you know as a consumer is that it's now being serviced by somebody else.
Right.
They're collecting the payments, but the investor hasn't changed probably.
Right.
Rarely is the investor on that loan going to change. It might be Fannie Mae. It might be Freddie Mac. It might be Jenny Mae on an FHA or VA loan. Okay, a lot of different options on that. And there are some banks that will not sell the paper, but there aren't very many of them out there.
Right. I get it. Okay. So another question that came up was, will the term of my loan change if sold?
Right. And the answer is no. That's an easy one, because what's on your note tells the terms of your loan, and that cannot change.
Right.
The only thing that can change are your taxes and your insurance, typically. That, you know, if your taxes go up or your insurance goes up, your payment's going to go up with it.
Right. So talk a little bit about the deed of trust, what that's about.
Well, okay, so two of the illegal documents with these transactions are either the deed of trust, okay, which is that's what actually records the deed that you own the property, okay, and it will also record the lien against the property,
right,
okay, saying that you owe money.
Right.
Then there's the note. The note just tells the terms of the loan, and that's the document that says that you actually owe a bank money.
Right.
Okay, those two things can't change.
Right. Right. Okay. Until they're refinanced or whatever that.
Right.
That would be.
All right. So if you have questions about this, we're gonna post this on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, and it's gonna talk about why your mortgage is sold. And know it, like at Cornerstone, for instance, we're able to service the majority of our loans. We have over $1 billion in mortgages that we service, even just as this little local St. Louis lender that's now become the second largest lender in Missouri. We've actually passed U.S. Bank last year.
Congrats.
Yeah, so Cornerstone's becoming really big. So if you want us to take a look at your loan, definitely reach out to us or visit smartwithyourmoney.com, and you'll be able to see all the details of this. All right, so you don't want to miss next week, right here on FM News Talk 97.1, the Doug Haldeman Show. becoming a financial juggernaut, simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., model the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. We'll see you next week.